60 seconds away from your shock collar question of the day, but before we get into that, there's an awkward phase that happens in every single relationship. You know, it's that weird period of time very early on in between hooking up and being exclusive with somebody. And for centuries, nobody has really known what to call it or how to describe your relationship to other people.
Right, because
on Facebook, you would say it's complicated. But apparently that wasn't good enough because complicated doesn't sound very fun or sexy at all. It sounds like something's wrong.
Right, totally. It sounds like you're about to break up is what it's complicated sounds like always.
Exactly.
Or that you're inviting someone else into your bedroom. I'm not sure which.
People have tried other ways to describe it too, like we're just hanging out or we're messing around or that's just my touchy buddy.
That's not
other
awkward.
Other things were called that,
yeah.
But anyway.
But apparently Cosmo magazine has finally come out with a new word for that phase in your romance, and that word is situationship.
It's a situationship?
It makes sense.
Situationship.
I'm in a situation.
Because you got a situation.
Yeah.
But you don't know what the situation is quite yet.
It's not quite a relationship.
It hasn't worked itself out yet.
Yeah.
Nobody's really defined what the situation is, so it's a situationship. Ah. That's the new official term for two people who aren't quite in a relationship, but are definitely involved in something.
Right.
So now you never have to feel awkward about being in that phase again. At least you have a name for it.
Yeah, except for now you're going to have to ask somebody if they want to be in a situationship with you.
Uh-oh.
And then that is going to be awkward because it is kind of like a promise ring, right? It's like kind of a commitment, but not really a commitment.
So can you be in multiple situationships and be okay?
I don't know.
See, that's a whole new realm of rules now.
Right, how many situationships can there be at one time?
Yeah.
Is it a situation room that you're going to be dealing with lots of situations?
Still way too many questions.
Yeah.
So I guess we really don't have an official name for it. We have to figure it out some more. All right, let's get into the shock collar question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke is drawing a name out of the hat because she had the shock collar last. So who'd you get today?
I got Jose.
Oh, man.
Jose, all right. Jose's putting on the shock collar. While he does that, Jeffrey, please read Jose the shock collar question of the day.
The Academy Awards are the most prestigious honor in the film industry. Just getting nominated is considered a huge achievement.
Yeah.
And many actors and filmmakers go their entire careers never earning an Oscar nod. But did you know there is one very famous Hollywood celebrity who is the only person in history to get nominated for Oscars in six different categories, including Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor, Best Director, Best Original Screenplay, Best Adapted Screenplay, and was honored as a producer for Best Picture, and they're still working today. Who is it?
Whoa, do they ever win? Or just nominated? Doesn't matter. That's
I'm sure they've won, but
at least one.
That's the impressive stat, is six different categories they've been nominated in. So you gotta think of somebody who's super well-rounded.
So I gotta think of, an actor and a director. So my first instinct...
No, it said producer, no director.
Well, there's everything.
Best director is one of the
director,
ones.
Director,
producer, everything you can imagine, writer. So I gotta think, for some reason, the first instinct that comes to mind is the old guy. What's his name? Clint Eastwood.
Oh, that's not bad.
Because
that's not bad at all,
he has been directing really good movies, and obviously he's a huge star.
I thought Robert Redford for you.
Ooh, that's
I was thinking Ron Howard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he
Ron
has
Howard
been making
is good.
Great movies, too.
Yep, and he was a child actor.
Yeah, but did he ever win an act, like...
It's not about winning, it's about nominations.
But did he ever get nominated for acting in a film? Like, I haven't seen him act in a film in a while. I know he was on TV when he was younger, but...
Who knows?
Acting in a film, I don't remember.
Well, Jubal is the president of the Ron Howard fan club, so...
I am. And that's why I was being silent right there. I was really upset that you didn't remember.
That should have been first. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I have no idea if he's been nominated for actor at all.
You know what I mean? Like, it has to hit every category. Actually...
Who else are you thinking?
This came into my head. I think this makes sense because he helps write and act, does everything. Michael Myers. Mike Myers.
Wait.
For, like, Shrek. Like, he helps write. He's been Austin Powers. Like, he created Austin Powers. That whole franchise is his idea.
And you know Austin Powers cleaned up at the Oscars.
Yeah.
I just mean...
I think I know the answer.
You do?
I think
Are
it just
gonna
came
tell
to me?
Give me a hint.
Can I? I don't know. I think it may be too.
Is it easy? Is it like dangling underneath me or?
Okay, I think it's Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks.
Oh yeah, that's good too. Read the question one more time, Jeff.
There's only one person in history who got nominated for Oscars in 6 different categories, including Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor, Best Director, Best Original Screenplay, Best Adapted Screenplay, and was honored as a producer for Best Picture, and they're still working today. Who is it?
God, it's Ron Howard or Mel Brooks. He's a Braveheart and everything. Oh, gosh. Just for Jubal, I gotta do Ron Howard.
Ron Howard, okay,
he'll be
final
mad
answer.
Me all day if
yeah,
I don't.
You're gonna get his newsletter next month.
Yeah, seriously.
Only one person in the history of the Academy Awards has ever been nominated for an Oscar in 6 different categories. He's earned his Oscar nods for his work on films including Syriana, Up in the Air, The Ides of March, and Argo, and he actually won 2 of them. It's actor, director, producer, and screenwriter George Clooney.
No way!
Clooney.
Wow!
When you say it, I'm like,
I would have never guessed.
Dang it.
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize he'd done all that. I just thought he was a sexy actor.
I just
Dude,
think
and
he
he's,
are,
he's
like...
so talented.
By the way, Mel Brooks is not in Braveheart thing. That's Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson. Okay, so good thing. I was thinking about 2 different people.
I thought he was like trying to put Ron Howard in there. I was like, that's weird, but I'm just going to let it go.
All right, you got it wrong, and somebody texted in and they want to hear Surfing USA by the Beach Boys. So here's the lyrics
right.
to that. You can sing that before you get shocked, Jose, whenever you're ready.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody be surfing like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, a Surfing USA.
Oh, that was really good.
It was really good.
I'm a big Beach Boy fan.
Right. Your phone tap is coming up in just a few minutes.